This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. You know, if you walk into your local library or local bookstore, you'll notice that there is an endless, infinite number of books on how to. How to lose weight, how to become a millionaire, how to learn the secrets of online marketing, how to become more productive, how to XYZ, how to blah, blah, blah. But what about when to books? There's an endless number of how to books, but what about the when to books? Knowing when to do something is often just as important as knowing how to do it. Along every domain of our lives, from self-improvement to business to relationships and beyond, timing matters. And that's what we're talking about in today's episode. Timing. When should you do something? When is the optimal time for you to be most productive? Think with the highest level of clarity, problem solve, create at a higher level. When are you at your peak levels of performance? That's what we're going to discuss in today's episode. And this episode was inspired by a new book called When, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing, written by Daniel Pink, who you might be familiar with. He's written a number of best-selling books, and the one before this was called Drive, an excellent book. And so both of these books, his newest one, When, as well as his others, Drive and To Sell as Human and some of his other books, we've got available for you. You can pick up the summaries over at getflashbooks.com. But in this episode, we're going to talk about the scientific secrets of perfect timing, namely one of my favorite big ideas from this new book, which is about your chronotype. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode, identifying your peak performance hours based on what's known as your chronotype. And we all fall under one of the following three types of chronotypes: larks, night owls, or third birds. And let's dive into what all of this entails. Now, the key distinction between people who are morning people and people who are night people or people who are in between lies in understanding our circadian rhythms and our normal daily patterns. We've all got different patterns of high performance and patterns of low performance throughout our daily lives. But the key distinction, again, lies in recognizing your own unique periods of high performance, because not everybody hits these mood points at the same time each day. The general consensus is that there are three main types of people: larks, night owls, and third birds. Larks go to bed early and rise early in the morning. Night owls prefer to stay up late and sleep in. Now, the majority of people fall into the category of third birds, which are people that fall between these two extremes. Not too early in the morning, not too late at night, but somewhere in the middle. And you can determine whether you are a lark, a night owl, or a third bird with a very simple test that Pink lays out in the book. Now, think about your behavior and your sleep habits during a free day. Here's what we're going to do here. This is the exercise that he lays out in the book on how you can determine whether you're a lark, night owl, or third bird. Think about your behavior, your sleep habits during a free day, a day when you don't need to be up at any specific time. You can kind of go to sleep whenever you feel like it, wake up whenever you feel like it. And as you think about your behavior during this day, or as you think about testing it, when you wake up the following morning, ask yourself these questions. What time did you go to sleep last night? What time did you wake up this morning? And what is the middle point of these two times? And if you want to get more precise with it, do this for a week and track your patterns. So what time do you normally go to sleep? What time do you normally wake up? And what's the middle of these two times? And your answer to question number three, this last question, what's the middle point of these two times, is going to be your midpoint. That's the time that falls exactly in the middle of when you sleep and when you wake up. And once you've determined your midpoint, you want to then take that time and see which of the following three time slots it falls within to determine your own chronotype. That is, whether you're a lark, third bird, or owl. If your midpoint falls somewhere between 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., then you're a lark. If your midpoint falls somewhere between 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., then you're a third bird. And if your midpoint falls somewhere between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., then you're an owl. Now, for example, when I did this exercise, it basically went like this. I normally go to sleep at 10 p.m. I normally wake up at 5 a.m. This would give me a midpoint of 1:30 a.m. Now, when I cross-reference my midpoint, 1:30 a.m., against the aforementioned time slots, we see that I'm a lark because 1:30 a.m. falls right between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. That would put me under the lark category, which means I'm a morning person. And now research shows that 14% of people are larks, 14% of the population. 65% of the population, the bulk of it, is under the category of third birds, and 21% of people are owls. Which one are you? Try this exercise. Run it back, re-listen to how to determine your own chronotype, and figure it out for yourself. It will be immensely helpful in terms of your overall clarity of thinking. When are you most alert? When can you pay attention the best? When are your thinking muscles strongest? When is your high performance at its peak? When are you most productive? When are you more creative? Because these times vary. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well in a second as we come towards the end of this episode. Now, the time that you wake up dictates how your cognitive abilities also change over the course of the day. So it's valuable to understand your own personal cycle, right? So that you can set up your day for maximum effectiveness. Now, by identifying your peak, your trough, and your rebound periods, Pink tells us, you can successfully get more productive work done each day. So to maximize your own levels of awareness through each stage of the cycle, you want to be aware about where you are, and you want to work the margins of your productivity for better results. So here's a quick chart from the book to help you determine when it's best to engage in various types of tasks based on your own personal chronotype. All right, if you're a lark, your best bet for performing analytical tasks, meaning heavy, you know, thinking related stuff, stuff that requires your focus, problem solving, writing, things of that nature, you want to do that early in the morning. If you are doing insight tasks, meaning creativity based work, you're best off doing that later on in the afternoon or earlier in the evening, because that's when you're less alert, but it's also when you're more creative. Your brain lets sort of different ideas creep into your mind, and you start thinking outside the box, basically, in other words. And then finally, making a decision. If you're going to be making an important decision, you're better off doing that earlier in the morning as well if you're a lark. Basically, larks are morning people. That's when you get your best work done. That's when you get your most important thinking, your most important tasks and projects and decision making, all that stuff happens earlier on in the morning if you are a lark. So ideally, you want to arrange your schedule accordingly. If you're a third bird, meaning the bulk of people, the bulk of the population, which means you're not really a morning person, you're not really an owl, you're somewhere in the middle, here's how you should approach your thing. If you are a third bird and you've got analytical tasks to do, meaning most knowledge work, you're best off doing that earlier in the morning as well, just like a lark. But you can also kind of get away with doing that towards the mid-morning. So anywhere between 7 and 11:30, you're good. You can really get some good work done during those periods of time. Insight tasks, if you're a third bird, meaning your creativity and your higher level thinking and stretch goal setting and things of that nature, you're best off doing that later on in the afternoon and maybe earlier into the evening. And finally, if you're making a decision, an important decision of any kind in your third bird, make it early in the morning to the mid-morning. Again, same as if you were doing an analytical task, schedule those important decisions that you need to make between the hours of 7:30-ish to 11:30-ish. And then finally, if you are an owl, meaning you're a night person, if you've got analytical tasks to do, schedule those if you can. Of course, this doesn't work for everybody because most jobs don't really cater, unfortunately, to owls. But if possible, schedule your most important analytical tasks and things of that nature, your heavy knowledge work. Do that stuff later on into the afternoon or towards the evening. Insight tasks, meaning creativity work, do that in the morning time if you're an owl. And finally, making a decision, an important decision if you're an owl, make that later into the afternoon and towards the evening. Here are a few real-world examples based on this chart. So let's say that you're a lark that makes a living as an attorney. You've got a brief you need to draft. You're better off handling your research and your writing for this brief earlier in the morning than later. If you're an owl that works as a software engineer, move your less essential tasks to the morning and begin your most important tasks later on in the afternoon and into the evening. If you're bringing together a brainstorming group, schedule your meeting for the late afternoon since the majority of the team is probably going to consist of third birds. You feel me? The bottom line here is that once you've identified your own type and task, it's a heck of a lot easier to figure out the timing. So, that's just one big idea from this wonderful book called When by Dan Pink. If you want the full summary, you can pick that up over at getflashbooks.com. Until next time, go out there every single day and keep on living like you give a damn.